Welcome back to Download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Well, coming up tomorrow night, City Winery is the place to be to throw back to one of the best 90s alt-rock bands there was, The Posies. Posies are headed up by the duo of John Auer and my next guest, Ken Stringfellow. Stringfellow is a multi-instrumentalist and a producer, songwriter. He's worked with several bands, including playing with REM, Snow Patrol, and Big Star, as well as producing the last Game Theory record. I mean, that's a sliver of the work he's been involved with over the years. As a matter of fact, this year marks the 30th anniversary of making music with his band, The Posies, and they'll be celebrating with a show tomorrow night at the City Winery in the West Loop. My guest tonight, Ken Stringfellow. Ken, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
My pleasure.
I know that John is with you right now, so maybe we can get him on the line as well. But I've always been a big fan of the band, and congratulations on 30 years of making music together. What does it mean for you to be back on the road, but playing this acoustic show and being in a position to celebrate 30 years? What's it mean for you and John to be doing this tour?
Well, I'm not a very nostalgic person, but I have to say that, you know, I spend all of my time looking at the next project and thinking about what the future holds, et cetera, and what ideas are coming next. But it's very rare that I turn around and look back. And, you know, it's nice to appreciate that we do have a body of work that people actually care about and that people are coming to see us. That's amazing. It's a physical challenge to sing sometimes some of these melodies that you write as a 18-year-old. You know, my voice was capable of leaps and bounds then. And you know what? As my almost 50-year-old self, not sounding too bad. I think, you know, I'm just glad that we're healthy, touch wood, and here today, and that people are still remembering us. It's amazing.
You know, for me, as one of your fans, I remember going to Metro to see you guys in the 90s and thinking about all the shows you must have done in the Chicago area. As you reflect on the tour and playing different places, I know Atlanta the other night, do you think about all the times that you came through Chicago and what this town means to you?
Absolutely. And also that I used to live in the area. You know, I grew up in Glenview and Lake Forest for quite a bit of my childhood, and my dad lived in Chicago proper for quite a long time. So I have a lot of memories of Chicago just personally. And the shows, yeah, Chicago was there for us from the get-go. Our first show in Chicago was at the Metro headlining at a time when we, you know, were playing much smaller places, often to nobody. So we had this incredible love from Chicago from day one. So it's huge on our mental map.
You know, I think about the 30 years, and it's hard to believe that, especially since you guys were such a prominent part of the alternative rock movement in the 90s. And I think about, you know, obviously sharing the label Geffen with bands like Nirvana and Teenage Fan Club, but also touring at that time with They Might Be Giants and The Replacements. I mean, when you think about looking back and what that time did for you and John and your careers, do you reflect on, is it a positive time to think back to that time?
Oh, sure. I mean, we had so many examples of dumb luck just by various family things that happened. You know, I ended up moving away from the Chicago area and moving to the Northwest with my mom. And, you know, of course, how could anyone have known that Seattle, this sleepy little basically fishing town, within a few years was going to be the absolute center of the musical universe. We were, I mean, if our band had come from anywhere else, I'm not sure that, I'd be speaking to you now. We didn't sound like the other bands from Seattle, which actually maybe was a good thing because we could get swept up in that wave and be an example of, and here's something else also from Seattle. I mean, it's pretty incredible. But yes, it was an amazing time. We had a lot of great opportunities. Of course, yeah, we mentioned Teenage Fan Club, and we did our first European tour opening for them every night, which was just a dream come true. And then, you know, our favorite band of all time, Big Star, we ended up joining. I mean, that's just, I'm still not sure what to say, really. It shouldn't have happened.
It's amazing to me looking back and reading the stuff today to get ready for this, to think about all the bands, and I mentioned just a sliver of the stuff that you worked on in the intro, but to be the quintessential sideman, to be able to work on and contribute to bands in a flash when they need someone to play or to go on tour or to be a part of a new record, where does that come from? And I would also ask, what makes a great sideman in your opinion?
I think I'm just a very enthusiastic person, and I think coming from a small town, as I did, the place I grew up in the Northwest was, you know, quite far from Seattle, you know, always had the feeling of being on the outside of many things. You know, bands didn't play in my town, and actually in the 80s, a lot of bands didn't even play Seattle. It's stuck up there in the Northwest corner, so a lot of bands would skip it. So I think just by the time that I was so hungry and ready to go, that by the time I got to a place where music was happening and I could participate, I just wanted to dive in full force, and I've never been any different. Every time I get a chance to play, it feels like this golden opportunity, no matter who it is. I mean, an unknown or Neil Young, whatever. It's all music. It's all, I'm there for it. And that enthusiasm has not waned at all in the last 30 plus years of making music.
You've made music with a tremendous amount of people. You mentioned Big Star, of course, and REM and, mm-hmm. and other bands like that. Also, with the Posies, you've had a lot of different members in the mm-hmm. band. And a lot of tragedy or just loss. Alex Chilton, of course, but others where, you know, people who are no longer with you on this journey. When you think mm-hmm. about 30 years with the Posies and the people that you've played with and some of the people that are no longer with us, do you think more about your own place in the music and what those people mean to you?
I think I don't really dwell on it philosophically quite that way. I think I just take every day as a gift. As you hinted at, we lost two of our alumni right in a row in the last couple of years, you know, from various causes. And they, neither of them were old. I mean, our drummer, Darius Manwala, who passed away a couple of years ago out of the blue, was only 38. So I think really it's more, for me, that just is like a reminder, life can be very short. It's always precious. The time is always now. Make the most of it. Be grateful. Don't complain.
You want to pass the phone over to John? You want to say maybe I can ask John a couple of quick questions? I don't know if that's
Absolutely.
Possible in your tour.
It's totally possible. I'm at the wheel right now, so It's probably actually safer.
That's Ken Stringfellow, one of the members of the band The Posies, his partner for a long time, John Auer, getting on the phone right now to talk about The Posies Show, which is coming to the City Winery tomorrow night. And the two of them are going to be on stage together doing acoustic Stripped Down. This is the 30th anniversary of The Posies. John, are you on the line?
I sure am. How you doing?
Good. Thanks for joining us. Appreciate it. I asked Ken the same question as a big fan. What does it mean for you guys to be on this tour together, to be playing the music you're playing acoustic, but also to be celebrating 30 years of partnership?
Well, it's funny. I heard, you know, of course, I'm sitting right next to Ken, so I heard what he was, you know, talking about and telling you, and it is pretty remarkable to, you know, be here at all, like you said. I mean, 30 years, and it's also started to make me realize in some ways just how proud I am of it, really, and how much history we have, you know, together with this group. I mean, we've done so many things and so many formative things together, too. I mean, we made this band that did something, and you know, we're still here, and we did, you know, our first major label record. We saw some of the first shows of our favorite bands together back when we were just music fans aspiring to be, you know, a real band ourselves. And it is kind of remarkable. And it's also kind of crazy that it's been 30 years.
Yeah.
I mean, wow. Well, you know, it's the cliche of time flies, but it truly does. You know, and once you get there and the history that much history is under your belt, you really realize that there's a reason that cliche is a cliche, because there's some truth there.
Yeah.
You know?
I you know, you hear this from a lot of musicians who talk about their lives working with collaborators or working with partners or people in bands. I think I was just a friend who I just went and saw Bruce Springsteen on Broadway. And they were talking about the E Street Band and how important it was. This could be any all these musicians, but the reason that this band stays together is because there is this connection. There's a chemistry between these musicians. They may not be the biggest and the best, but they are. There's this chemistry. Talk about how important chemistry is for you as a musician, working with Ken for 30 years, but just in general, how you approach chemistry when it comes to making music.
You know, that's the X factor, isn't it? You know, chemistry, you know, and I think that we have definitely a very unique relationship, you know, and I think a lot of that is because of the history, obviously, but obviously something works. I mean, you know, even when Ken and I were very young and we first met each other, we would play in various bands that weren't the Posies, and we would always kind of gravitate towards each other and making music, you know, like with other people would kind of fall by the wayside. But it would still be the two of us trying to do something else, something new. So, you know, without overanalyzing it too much, I mean, there has to be something there to keep it working this long, you know?
The chemistry will be on display tomorrow night at the City Winery here in Chicago in the West Loop. John Auer and Ken Stringfellow, the main guys behind the Posies, a great band that brought me a lot of enjoyment back when I was a teenager in the 90s. I can't thank you enough, John and Ken, for joining us tonight here on The Download. Appreciate it. Have a good show.
All right, man. Cheers. When the words that you call your own have a very, very foreign tone, and you feel like you're alone, and the message that you didn't mean starts a dirty mind from coming clean. Now the right to be upset, well, I don't think I'm getting nowhere. Someone, somewhere. It's not a perfect plan, and it won't be very long till I'm going.